Welcome to From the Strange and Unexplained to a Spirit-Guided Life with me, Christy Aull. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope you are doing fantastic. Today's podcast, I want to talk about reincarnation, and oftentimes this can be kind of a touchy subject. Some people believe in it and some people don't. But those that do are still very curious about the soul's journey as we reincarnate. And one of the aspects of reincarnation can be this thought of, well, will my soul, will my personality, will maybe even my mannerisms or my ways of being in this life, will that carry over into my new life, even though I have a different name, different physical features, maybe even reincarnate as a different sex? This is all very, very interesting. So let's get into it. First of all, I'm one of those people that believes in reincarnation. I had studied many years in a Buddhist tradition, and there is this thought that when we die, we go to this holding place, and no, it's not the same as purgatory, but it is this holding place where we have an opportunity to right wrongs and really bring our souls in alignment with who our soul is truly meant to be. And then once we basically go through that process, then we have the opportunity to reincarnate. And this reincarnation process is so very interesting to me for a very personal reason. I went through a past life regression, and because I was mainly concerned that I was having these dreams where I was in another country, and I would basically see a reflection of myself, and I looked different, I behaved differently, but I inherently knew that who I was seeing in this reflection was actually me. And I went ahead and had a past life regression, and it was really interesting because in this life now, I had been so, and still am, very drawn to the Asian cultures, and obviously with 20 plus martial arts experience, I am very interested in the Chinese medicine, healing techniques, meditation, and in particular, those types of meditations that are participated by monks. And so as I was going through this past life regression, I ascended the stairs and started my countdown as part of the process for my regression. And as soon as I walked through that door, I saw myself in monk's robes, shaved head and all. And it was comforting because I had this feeling like, finally, I have a sense of validation but also this sense of completeness, like I had come full circle. I had been reborn into the body I am in now and have had these dreams and visions of this previous life. I went through the regression, and then suddenly I'm having visions of myself as a monk. But the validation part for me came with, okay, now I understand why I'm having what many people call it carryover interests, carryover concerns, traumas. And so, for example, having had a previous life as a monk, it made absolute sense that the majority of my adult life has been spent studying martial arts and studying meditation and studying the being in the life of a monk. And I question, gosh, why am I so interested in this? It just didn't make sense. Certainly not from my upbringing, in a low to middle class family in Southern California. It just didn't make sense, that connection to that type of lifestyle and that draw to that type of lifestyle, until I had had that past life regression. Now, your belief in past life regression is your belief, obviously, but for me, it struck a chord. It immediately made sense. And I knew that there was a correlation there between all of these events and things that I had been drawn to in this life, I felt had occurred in a previous life. So it takes me to the next step of my podcast. Well, do we carry this over? Let's talk about the future. So would I, me, Christy, in this life, carry over aspects of my personality, maybe my mannerisms, my interests into a future life? And for me, that answer is an emphatic yes, absolutely. There will be aspects of this life, this existence, that will carry over into my next incarnation. And my thought process of this is that I am a soul. We are all souls inside a human body. And when this physical body dies, the soul still carries on. And the soul is continually learning organism. And so even though we continue to learn through this life, we will continue to learn in the next life. And some of the things that we have learned and healed from, or on the flip side, been traumatized by and have been affected by, can have the potential to carry over into the next incarnation. And there has been a few documentaries about small children having unbelievable amounts of knowledge about a topic that no 5-year-old or 3-year-old should have any information about. In fact, I think there is this one documentary, don't quote me on this, but I believe the boy was, I want to say, 5 or 6 years old, and he wanted to be called by his previous name. He had information, I mean, detailed information about aircraft and engineering and these certain warplanes, and he could rattle off all sorts of information, and he would have nightmares about what had happened to him in his previous life as a young child. And this, as unfortunate what the trauma that occurred to him in this previous life and is now a carryover into his young life now, it was still very fascinating to me that the amount of emotion and the amount of connection to his previous life was absolutely undeniable, and that he had to go through the grieving process of no longer being in that previous life. And once his, thankfully, thank goodness, his parents were phenomenal. Obviously, they had a very difficult time making sense of it, and did he get it from some TV show or trying to explain it away? But thankfully, his parents were on board completely and supported him and wanted to find out more. And as they dug around, on the internet, they discovered that the facts that their son was communicating to them were true, and they could validate it. They became extremely supportive of him and him making peace in this life with what occurred to him in the previous life, and that he is now in a new life. And in this new life, he gets to make new decisions and have new experiences, and that he could still communicate and process the mourning of his previous life. And I just find that really, really wonderful of his parents to be able to accept him in that capacity and to really support him in processing that previous life. And so to me, that was really a interesting way to document that we can carry over memories. We can carry over some personality aspects within our soul to another life. And those aspects may carry over only briefly, but like me, they may carry over without any explanation or really any understanding until we connect the dots to understand, oh, okay, well, this is actually from a previous life, and all of the interests and all of the attraction to certain cultures and learning and that kind of thing suddenly will make sense. And of course, we would carry those things throughout our soul's journey, throughout each incarnation. And so it really begs the question, are our interests really this life's interests? Or are they a carryover from a previous life where we may have been so steeped in those traditions or those skills that it had such a profound effect on us that it has now carried over into this incarnation? It's just absolutely incredible the journey our souls make and the journey our souls will continue to make. Absolutely interesting, and what a topic to discuss. I am so glad I had the opportunity to talk with you guys about this. You know, if you have questions or maybe you want to share your experiences about having a past life regression or drawing the connection between interests in your life now and what you have learned you had experience in a previous life, I would love to hear from you. You can send me a quick email or write in the comments in the podcast. Again, I think it would be absolutely fascinating to hear what you guys have to say. So I hope you have a really fantastic day, and I hope you enjoyed the topic. And I will see you guys next time. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to From the Strange and Unexplained to a Spirit-Guided Life with me, Christy All. To learn more about what I do, visit my website, christyall.com. For future updates on the show, to give feedback on future episodes, or to just connect, follow me on Instagram at christy_all. A massive shout out to Dea Dova for my theme song, Ring of the Old Lore. See you next time.